It is now 9 minutes before 5 o'clock. You're listening to CBC Radio 1, 90.5 FM in Saanich. Sidewalks, bike lanes, and crosswalks, they might not sound revolutionary, but they were one of the hot topics being debated by municipal politicians in Vancouver. That's where the Canadian Federation of Municipalities Conference is happening over the next few days. Today, there was a session on how the design of communities can contribute to health. Gene Chin is one of the presenters. He's the project manager of Healthy Canada by Design with the Heart and Stroke Foundation of Canada. Hello, Gene.
Good afternoon, Joanne.
How are you?
Very good. And how are you this afternoon?
Well, I was saying that I am feeling a little tired because I biked to work today.
Oh, good for you.
But I do think it comes to this question of the healthy design of communities, because one of the reasons I could bike to work is because I live fairly close to the Galloping Goose, and I certainly wouldn't have done it, because I haven't biked in a long time, if I had to go all highway. So I'm wondering, am I an example of the design of communities contributing to health?
You are. You know, the Galloping Goose is an excellent example of, you know, a healthy design initiative where the provision of a pedestrian right-of-way, a cycling right-of-way that's safe, that's comfortable, that's, you know, convenient for people to use. It's an excellent example.
What other projects are like that, that you were sort of holding up to municipal politicians today to say, this is the kind of thing that will make your community healthier?
Well, there were a lot of projects that were done in the first phase of our project, which happened over 2009 to 2012. Most of them were centered either in Vancouver, Toronto, or Montreal. There was a community neighborhood project that was done in James Bay and Victoria as well within that project. But we're partnering with a lot of health authorities across the country for planning facilitators to do some work with their local municipalities using some of those resources that were developed in the first phase of the project to apply to the work that, you know, that may be upcoming in some of these municipalities. You know, for example, our planning facilitator in New Brunswick has partnered with the City of Fredericton to look at their OCP, to look at some of their neighborhood plans, to put a health perspective onto the work that the municipality is actually doing. So there's a lot of good work that's happening out there because of this initiative.
But what are some of the challenges, Gene, in terms of, you know, because I would think there are very few people who would say, well, we don't want a healthy community. And yet we do know that often when you start saying, oh, if we could get another sidewalk here or if we could get a bike lane in, you often face some resistance. So what are those challenges that municipalities throw up?
Well, I guess the biggest one is the fact that a lot of the work seems to be retrofitting old neighborhoods. You know, most of the areas that we're talking about are, you know, built up urban areas where the land is already used for something. And so it's trying to, you know, to retrofit it in some fashion or other to encourage that walking or that cycling or that skateboarding or, you know, that wheelchair user to get out a little bit more that makes them feel safe and comfortable. You know, up to this point in time, you know, what has happened more often than not is that most of the emphasis has been placed on the automobile ever since the 1950s. You know, it's been an automobile culture that we've lived in. And unfortunately, you know, that's when most of Canadian cities were designed, were in, you know, the 1950s. And therefore, most of what is provided in cities right now is focused in on the automobile. And so right now what's happening is that as cities take a look at what needs to be done for their infrastructure, you know, whether it needs to be replaced, it's starting to get that focus in on providing for pedestrians and for cyclists a little bit more than used to be the case. And I'm not saying that they haven't, but I think that there's always been this notion that it's a good thing to do, but it's until somebody tells you that it has this health benefit. And, you know, we're partnering in this initiative with health authorities. So Vancouver Island Health Authority was working in the first phase, Vancouver Coastal Health Authority, Fraser Health Authority here in BC are doing some work here in the Vancouver area as well, where, you know, they're providing their input into what is happening in, you know, the local municipal jurisdictions within you know, their health authorities. And, you know, it isn't until somebody tells you that, you know, what you're doing may have a health benefit to it. You know, it sort of is looking at it from a slightly different perspective than most municipal planners tend to have done in the past.
Gene, one final point here. How much will the way we design our communities have to change as we see the population aging?
You know, there are certain considerations both for, you know, seniors as well as for youth in terms of what needs to be done out there. Mm-hmm. Again, safety is a huge, huge issue. And, you know, for things like, you know, crossing a busy intersection where, you know, the timing of the walk pedestrian signal may be a factor in terms of how safe a person feels alike in terms of crossing an intersection. Sidewalk widths are a big factor because as, you know, an aged person who may be using a stroller, a walker,
yeah,
is walking down the street that may need some assistance, there are width requirements that are, you know, built into what that person actually requires in terms of comfortably walking down a sidewalk.
Yeah. Gene, I appreciate what you have to say. It seems so appropriate talking about it at the end of this Bike to Work week. Thanks for this.
Thank you very much, Joanne, and have a safe Bike to Work week.
Thank you. I'll have a safe ride home thanks to that goose. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Gene Chin is the project manager of Healthy Canada by Design with the Heart and Stroke Foundation of Canada. And now we're going to turn it over to you. Do you have any suggestions for our politicians about how where you live could be better designed to contribute to health? Does it make a difference to you? Are you more likely to get out for a walk if you have a sidewalk? Or if you have a bike path or a playground, if you have a place to take your children. Maybe you've seen great examples of healthy cities in your travels. You can let us know what you think. Healthy cities is an important concept. 1-800-757-1446. Our email address, allpointswest@cbc.ca.